Hello, it's Randy Rhodes. Here's a clip from our show, and go to randyrhodes.com for the whole thing and a podcast. Buy a stinking podcast.
Mary had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From radio beacon to radio beacon.
I have a dream today.
Change has come to America.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhodes Show.
Turn up your mind.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're bringing drugs. They're bringing crime. They're rapists.
We have to make a whole new set of standards. And when people come in, they have
to
come in.
You're going to split up families.
Chuck,
you're going to deport children.
Chuck, no. We're going to keep the families together. We have to keep the families together.
But you're going to keep them together out.
But they have to go.
What if they have no place to go?
I'm a great builder. What I do best in life, in all fairness, I build. Because maybe someday they're going to call it the Trump Wall. Maybe. So I have to make sure it's beautiful, right?
Are you serious about deporting 12 million illegal immigrants?
Well, nobody knows the number, but the answer is, you just said it. They're illegal immigrants. They're here illegally.
And Mexico's going to pay for the wall. Because Mexico, I love the Mexican people. I respect the Mexican leaders. But the leaders are much sharper, smarter, and more cunning than our leaders.
You're going to have a deportation force, and you're going to do it humanely.
Ripped out of their homes?
Can I tell you? They're going back where they came. If they came from a certain country, they're going to be brought back to that country.
Mr. Trump, your campaign website to this day argues that more visas for highly skilled workers would, quote, decimate American workers. However, at the CNBC debate, you spoke enthusiastically in favor of these visas. So which is it?
I'm changing.
Yeah, it was a suggestion. Look, anything I say right now, I'm not the president. Everything's a suggestion. No matter what you say, it's a suggestion.
There certainly can be a softening because we're not looking to hurt people. We have some great, great people in this country.
Uh-oh. Prepare for the alt-right to get peeved. Prepared for a lot of anger in this country. You know, tomorrow, Donald Trump is going to be giving his big immigration speech. And I guess that indicates that he's formulated some sort of an immigration speech. And, you know, the uber right wing, the white supremacists, the alt right. Oh God, I hate that expression. I really just control alt delete yourself. Really, you are all in the wrong century and you're in the wrong country. And I would ask you to apply for asylum to, oh, I don't know, the Netherlands. Somalia is good. They're very libertarian in Somalia. They have no government, which is what you fantasize about every freaking day while you touch yourself in various other body parts. But honest to God, this is like tomorrow is going to be the big day. And I really do think that you need to be prepared to see a lot of the right wing become excruciatingly angry when it is revealed to them that he's nothing but a con man, that he's not real, that he has lied to them, used them, abused them, and did it through the tool that they love the most, and that's racist, bigoted statements. I mean, this is what they responded to. They loved him when he was talking about mass deportation forces. You know, and now, tomorrow, they're going to find out that, you know, he's not with you. You know, he's not. He never was. He was just pandering to you. And by the way, I know they're going to be angry because some of them talk to me. It's a very strange relationship going on there. But they also talk to right-wing talk show hosts. Now, I'll go for the vicious one, the scariest one, the one that scared even Glenn Beck. Because yesterday, a caller of mine, hat tip to you in West Virginia, Sharon, I believe, she called and she said, you know, that one of Glenn Beck's callers was described by Glenn Beck as being the creepiest, most bizarre caller he'd ever gotten, which I find hard to believe. But I have to say, I didn't go where you told me to go. I just went to Glenn Beck's to get the whole call because I didn't want the abbreviated. I wanted the whole thing. And I did see Glenn Beck sitting on a red velvet sofa a la Iranian dictator. What is with you people on the right and your love for Ungapachkid furniture and Iranian dictator style and gilded gold garbage? I mean, and what is that? And he's not I gotta say, Glenn Beck, he was never a bad looking guy, I didn't think, till he opened up his mouth, and then he became like super, super hideous. But he's not aging well. He's fully into the middle aged, paunchy, kind of baby face doesn't suit you anymore, kind of weird looking, older guy. He is a guy, right? I'm not wrong about that. All right, so here's this call. This was Nate in Virginia. Glenn Beck apparently opened up his phone lines to all Trump supporters because, and he promised that he wouldn't trash them, he wouldn't debate them. He just wanted to hear what was on their minds. Glenn, violence is on their minds. What did you think you were going to hear? It's all they ever talk about. To me, anyway, throwing me out of a helicopter or killing me. Oh, my favorite was last night. I am a proud white neo-Nazi. Isn't that redundant? I think that's like right there, very redundant. Lay off of the meth. I am a very proud white neo-Nazi, and I want to kill anyone who doesn't agree with me, you old cow. And I was with you until you called me an old cow. I was willing to hear. No, not even. But that's all they do. That's all they do is threaten violence and stockpile and prep. And, you know, God forbid they should go where the work is, you know, and do the migration. No, they just sit there and bitch and moan and complain and threaten to kill things. And this guy was no different. But he did identify himself as Nate in Virginia. And here's how the call sounded.
I know for a fact he's listening to Hannity. And I know for a fact he's listening to Rush. And he's listening to the American people. Is the advisors underneath him, I think, are a good thing now. I think the other ones weren't quite fitting him.
And because, wait. Because they can give him the language that will help him get elected, or because he's changing his mind?
Absolutely. Now he's coming towards the independents and the Democrats. He knows that he can't, he is not.
But does he mean it? Wait. Does he mean it, or is he just saying these things like a politician?
He's just saying these things at this moment. And I have no problems admitting that to get elected.
Okay.
Just as long as, as far as I'm concerned, as long as he does the basic things, the foundational things, which is build a wall, mm-hmm. he's not going to have people like me coming after him. Because if he doesn't
So if he doesn't build a wall, if he doesn't build a wall like China, then he's in trouble. It's the wall that is your line. Okay.
Oh, he's in so much trouble you don't even understand the backlash.
Oh, I think I do.
Once we're so frustrated and angry and tired of all the political stuff, we're going to come after him personally. You know what I mean? We're going to get him.
I don't know what you mean. Hang on. What does that mean?
Impeach him?
You know, the most peaceful way that you can get rid of a president
is impeach him.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Okay. There's not violence when you say coming after him personally.
Well,
hey,
you yourself said he's condoned violence in the past, hasn't he?
Okay. No, I don't. I don't think that it's good.
Not healing. Towards him. He has condoned violence.
Yeah.
That's toward us.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, towards people at the rallies.
He's appealing to people who are very frustrated and angry. Their frustration and anger can only be subsided if he makes his promises true. And he has a lot on his shoulders. He himself doesn't even know how much.
Okay.
But if he doesn't come through for us, he's going to have bigger problems. Bigger problems than what you know.
Okay, Nate.
Well, obviously,
thank you for one of the spookiest phone calls I think I've ever received.
Well, it's like all my communications with them. I don't know why he was, it is creepy. I mean, it does make the hair stand up on the back of your neck and other various body parts. But I'm not shocked by it. I'm not, taken off guard by it. This is all that the right wing is waiting for, is to throw all their support behind a candidate who promised to purge society of black and brown people, segregate them out, or deport them physically, deport them through force, deportation force out of the country. This is what they rallied for. This is what they showed up for. This is the new voter that came into the Republican primary. This is why they came into the Republican primary. And they, they're making it very clear that if Donald Trump turns out to be another P.T. Barnum con man, another cult leader, another guy that makes them drink the Kool-Aid, that he's in you know, a deep doo-doo with them, that he will pay with his life. Now, why that is shocking to the right wing, who literally, you know, like incubated this and loved on it, and they were like the big womb for that hateful fetus to grow. The seed of hate was implanted in wombs of people like Sean Hannity, like Glenn Beck, like Rush Limbaugh, like Alex Jones, this whole right wing lunatic fringe who has been cashing in, making fortunes off of the paranoid, off of the hateful, off of the bigoted, off of the fearful cowards who, you know, prep and, you know, prepare for the zombie apocalypse. Now all of a sudden it's coming home to roost. And they're shocked, I tell you, shocked. They're freaked out, just absolutely, they don't know what to do. They're beside themselves that their little, you know, embryo could have turned into this evil Hydra monster, you know, this Hydra-headed monster of we're coming after you. Really? And you heard this guy's argument. It's really plain. Well, doesn't Trump, incite violence? Doesn't Trump, say he's good with violence? Doesn't Trump say, you know, violence is acceptable, that extremism in the face of vice is no vice? Doesn't he, you know, preach that? Well, he doesn't realize what he's taken on and the stuff he's put on his shoulders, but it's going to come back to bite him if he's not the real thing, if he's not a real bigot, if he's not a real hater, if he's not a real white supremacist, if he's not a real race purifier, which is what they're looking for. It's what they want, because they live like in another century, in another country. You know, they're really no different than ISIS. Oh, by the way, we got a big ISIS guy today, a really huge one. The guy who does all those high-def videos, the guy that's been in charge of their PR operation, the guy that's been in charge of their recruitment operation that has managed to attract people from all over the world, including here in the United States, to go travel to Syria and fight. Thank you to our Turkish friends. Thank you, Turkish people. Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Turkey. Yeah, the Turkish forces actually caught this guy near Aleppo. He was over the border though in Turkey. His name's Abu Muhammad Al Adnani, and he was the guy we wanted the most, because he's the guy that's in charge of all the online recruitment crap. And the Turkish army was able to kill him today. So thank you, Ilker. Thank you to my little beautiful Kurdish boys. Thank you so much. Yeah, so we got a big one today, so I was very excited about that. But I mean, listen, here's another one. Here's another phone call. This one is trying to take on Rush Limbaugh and tell Rush the same thing. If Donald Trump turns out to be a phony, if Donald Trump turns out to be just another politician or just another liar or some card carrying P.T. Barnum, a sucker is born every minute, we won't be those suckers. We're not going to go quietly. We won't, he needs to understand. He needs to understand. We're waiting to see what he does. And he better do the things he said he was going to do. He better build a wall. He better get Mexico to pay for it. Really? That'll never happen. He better deport 11 million people by force. He better put together a deportation force. I mean, I've never seen anything quite like these people, but they're adamant about getting their way. All right. Well, you want to take the break? So we'll play that coming out of this break so you can hear what's going on out there. Now, today, Arizona and Florida, we have two senators and the head of the DNC and a Florida congresswoman, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, on the ballot today. It's primary day. And we're going to find out whether or not McCain, who turned 80 yesterday, is going to be able to survive Kelly Wade, who has proposed pretty much to Trump. I mean, she's in love. Debbie Wasserman Schultz, I believe, has a very tough primary challenger named Tim Canova, who we've heard me talk about. And Marco Rubio is on the ballot today, but that's the Republican primary. So, you know.
For a commercial-free, on-demand, whenever, wherever listening experience, visit randyrhodes.com for your personal premium podcast today.